The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Building Supplies, RF Bank and Trust, and Broad Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. And so glad you're able to join us today. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So much to talk about. So much to talk about today. So let me do it in this order. So I was reading the news story about the Minister of Health, the Honorable Michael Darbo, who was as was said in the Nassau Guardian's headline story, Minister outlines startling findings from STEPS survey. So according to this survey, nearly 70% of respondents were either overweight or obese. Nearly 30% were hypertensive, and about half reported excessive alcohol use. The survey was conducted in January and April of 2019 and involved some 2,365 participants or respondents between the ages of 18 and 69. And said 29.3% of respondents were diagnosed with hypertension and 7% never had their blood pressure checked. The survey revealed that less than 60% were hypertensive were actually taking medication as prescribed. And he said 40% of the participants who were not compliant with medication had elevated blood pressure readings at the time of the survey. So a couple of things here. This is a survey done in 2019. We are now in 2023, so we're now 3 years out of that survey. So don't know if things have gotten better or worse. The second thing is the minister is moving to set up a unit in the Ministry of Health to address the situation. Applauds to the minister for this. I think that's useful, necessary, as much as can be done to provide better education, better information, more information, persistent and consistent information. I think that the health concerns in our country, these chronic non-communicable diseases, which is plaguing so many of us, the change probably requires more persistent and consistent and urgent messaging to the public, right? And some on the ground things being done to help encourage compliance, because I think compliance is a big issue. Of course, people don't want to be hooked on medication either. They don't want to be hooked on it. But the alternative to not taking the medication and not doing the right set of things is that you continue to deteriorate, and that's going to be limbs and life lost. And so clearly any action to try to encourage change that would bring about better wellness is useful. But let me say, this is actually old news, though. Why do I say that? Because the Government and Public Policy Institute, one of its, actually, its first Meet the Policy Makers lecture series featured Dr. Dwayne Sands, the then Minister of Health. If I'm not mistaken, this was 2018-2019. And at the time, I recall distinctly, in fact, I read this story, went to and called my colleague at the GPPI who was responsible for organizing the lecture. And I said, I recall how alarmed and how much urgency existed in the presentation made by Dr. Sands about just how much overweight and obesity existed in the Bahamas, how much hypertension existed in the Bahamas, how many people in the Bahamas were failing to comply. And he said something I never forgot. I thought it was one of the most potent things to say. He said, listen, we keep eating the way we keep eating. We keep failing to take care of ourselves the way we keep failing to take care of ourselves. He says, and one of the things we don't realize is this. It doesn't tell on you in that first 60 years of your life. He said, when it catches up to you is in the last 10, 20 years of your life, and greatly affects the quality of your life at that time. He said, that's when the misery kicks. That's when all the ailments kick in. That's when you start losing limbs. That's when you start going and suffering so many debilitating stuff. And I said to myself, you know what? That is some serious business. So this, you know, I think it's important to share this information. I think it's important to highlight this information. But there is something that happens to us in this country as if we are people with no historical context, right? In the same set of things over and repeatedly with a sometimes sense of urgency, only to come back 10, 5, 3, 4, 5 years later and say it the same kind of way, right? But Dr. Sands was really emphatic. I thought it was a brilliant presentation made, and the people in the audience, as I recall, we really, really heard him in emphasizing just how critical the situation existed in this country when it came to these non-communicable diseases. He gave the stats. He gave what we have the presentation, you know, and he highlighted a fair amount of these things, right? Now, were there any measures taken to do anything about it then? I don't know. But as I say, here we go again. So hopefully Dr. Dabble will then push, but ultimately, you know, it's not what the government does. Can I say that to you, my wonderful, precious listeners? It's not what the government does alone. You know, we have more power to transform this situation by our own personal behavior, family behavior, than the government can do, because it's our health. Who is failing to eat well? We are. Who is failing to live an active lifestyle so that we can get the kind of exercise that keeps our core and and organs and heart and stuff. Okay, we are. Who's doing the violence that causes loss of life and limb? We are. Not the government. We are doing that. And so if we are doing it and we reduce doing it or stop doing it, we will have that impact. Who's not taking the medication when the doctors tell us you need this medication to lower your blood pressure, to fight your diabetes? We are, not the government. We are doing it. And then we turn around and blame the government, right? We can't blame the government. Government needs to do its job, provide hospitals, provide medical services for the public who can't pay privately for it. But beyond that, God, make us live a lifestyle that makes us well and makes us better. The government can't do that, right? We can do that. We can have that impact, but it takes personal change. And I confess to you, it's not easy. It's hard, right? It's hard. I'm sorry, those of you who don't like me talking about my family, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Just close your ears. Cut the TV off. Cut the radio off. My son came to me last week, and you know what he said? He said, Daddy, can we eat healthier foods, please? I said, well, typically, son, I try to feed us healthier foods. I said, but you know, it's not merely only that the food is healthy. Sometimes you got to watch your portions, because you know, if you're eating seconds and thirds, then you're going to be, you know, putting on more weight than you. I did ask him. I said, why are you interested in being healthy? He said, because I want to look better. I want to, you know, get rid of some flabs and stuff. I said, boy, 14 years old. I guess he must be checking out some ladies now or something. He's just developing a consciousness, subconsciousness about himself and what happened. I don't think he's fat, but you know, but this is his issue. And it's inside. I said, happy, I'm fine. And so that's what we're doing. So I modified some things. So what have you? But we have to do it. We have to do it, right? So we can be healthier. And I can tell you, being healthier feels better, for sure. Right? It may take some work, but it feels better. And so again, this is not news. This stuff about how many Bahamians are obese and how many Bahamians are overweight and how many Bahamians are chronic, have diabetes or hypertension, and how many are not taking medication and all that. None of this is news, as in something we did not know. It's not. I mean, it can't be news because the survey was done in 2019. Right? But it is worth highlighting. It is worth pushing out there and continuing to remind us. That's one of the reasons why I was happy that Dr. Martin agreed, along with Doctors Hospital, to work with me on a monthly basis to be able to get us some information on health and how we can do better. And again, let me say to you, listen to me. I know that changing a habit is not easy, especially a habit that's based on something pleasurable, that we find pleasant, like eating flavors of food like that, right? I know that to be true. But I was listening I was reading something the other day that said, when you are trying to break your habits, you have to look for the cues or the triggers, the things that signal to your brain, do that, want that, like that. And then you have to examine your routine, meaning the way you go about satisfying that desire. And then you have to examine the rewards. You know, what you actually get from the routine that has created that habit, right? And so what they say is, when you are trying to break a habit, generally speaking, don't get rid of the cue, the thing that triggers it, because chances are it's in your environment and you can't really. Don't get rid of the reward. Experiment with the routine. See if there are other ways to get that same pleasure that you want. And so it's the routine then, when that kicks in. So when a new, better routine kicks in that's life-affirming, health-enhancing, then now you just have that routine giving you the reward you want from the cues you get. Made some sense to me, so. So I'm looking at it, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. We'll be back after this break.
Inflation, soaring energy prices, and global tensions pose to the Caribbean. Join international experts, local professionals, and policymakers at the 9th annual RF Economic Outlook. Be part of the conversation on March 14th by reserving your seat today at rfbeo.com. RFEO 2023 is proudly sponsored by RF Bank and Trust, Alive Doctors Hospital, Fidelity Bank, J.S. Johnson, PwC, and The Tribune.
In 1973, the Bahamas gained its independence and CBS Bahamas opened its doors. From humble beginnings, CBS Bahamas is now the nation's top supplier and installer of architectural building products, the country's largest home improvement retailer, and offers the most extensive online shopping platform in the Bahamas. That's a lot to celebrate. We're 50 and fabulous. Visit us today at CBS Bahamas. See at cbsbahamas.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So the government of the Bahamas has announced that it has joined a global or regional lawsuit. It's joined a regional lawsuit aimed at holding gun manufacturers accountable for crimes in the region. This, according to an article in The Guardian and the news report that you just heard. So there is a brief outlining this lawsuit that says unlawful trafficking of American firearms must be curtailed at its source The U.S. gun industry, the gun manufacturers and distributors from a single nation must not be permitted to hold hostage the law of an entire region of the world, and notes that the governments of the participating countries have a solemn duty to protect the lives, health, and security of their citizens. So the United Nations has shown that firearms are key enablers of high homicide levels. And so, you know, we have a high murder rate in many of these Caribbean countries, including our own. And so the Prime Minister announced that the Bahamas is joining this lawsuit. It says a critical element of the government's effort to reduce violent crime in our country is cracking down on the proliferation of firearms, with particular focus on strengthening borders and entry points and on interrupting networks of illegal smugglers. So this is an interesting development. Very development. We have said for years that we don't manufacture guns. So the nations that manufacture guns have to be asking about, you know, what their manufacturing of guns is doing to countries where these guns are being used. Now, there is an effort to hold gun manufacturers responsible for this. I honestly am not, well, I think I'm sure. Something about this I find really challenging. I really do. I find this really challenging. Now, if I had it to do what I want, a liberal manufacturing of all kinds of weapons, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want it. If I could stop it, would I? Would I stop manufacturers from manufacturing guns? Yes, I would. If I could stop it, if we could get rid of all the guns, I'd do that. I'd do that. I would. You say, yeah, they still find other weapons. Yeah, but guns are literally, they some special kind of killing weapons, right? They can do damage that most other weapons cannot do in the same way. And this is one of the things that over history gave some countries and some peoples advantages over other peoples in war. Some people were still using arrows and others were using guns. The advantage was stopped, and the ones with the guns became dominant. As some produced bigger guns, cannons featured significantly in Turkish warfare and in allowing and in helping the Turks to overcome some of their opponents and gain enormous territory in pursuit of their efforts. So, you know, you had during the Japanese internal wars, you had some territories of Japan that came to possess these Western guns, while others did not, and it was able to turn the tide in those conflicts. So there's no question that guns produce and create a different scenario than other weapons. But we don't live in a world where manufacturing weapons is illegal, where manufacturing guns is illegal. We don't live in that world. We have other things that kill, not like weapons, but that kill, whether it's alcohol and the like, and they are legal. So is this lawsuit saying? So on a national level, what the lawsuit is saying is, on the regional level, this is what the lawsuit is saying is, one of my citizens takes one of your manufactured guns and shoots another of my citizens, or maybe one of your citizens visiting me, I am going to hold you responsible for that, the one who made it. I'm going to hold you responsible for that. That's a leap out of this world for me. That is, for me, that's a tricky leap. Because what that says is, see, the same gun that's been the same manufacturer of guns, manufacturer of police, for the defense force, for the immigration department, for the law enforcement people. So the same manufacturer's gun is put in the hands of law enforcers to do the good of protecting us. Then that manufacturer sells that gun, as it did to the police and all these other people, sells that gun to someone else who ends up illegally distributing, smuggling that gun to, say, the Bahamas or Jamaica. And that person who receives that smuggled weapon uses that weapon to commit murder. I'm going to hold that manufacturer who manufactured the gun that's going to pursue that murderer accountable. I'm going to hold him accountable for that too. What reward do you give to him for providing the weapons, the weapons to protect us, that the police uses, the defense force uses, the immigration people use, the customs people use? How do you square that argument? I would find fascinating how a court deals with that argument. Utterly fascinating, because it seems like it's absolving the people who smuggle illegally, because smuggling is illegal, and the people who receive the smuggled weapon, the people who use the weapon. It's like saying, the only reason why you murder, the only reason why you use this gun is because this fellow manufactured it. Not because someone who is disinterested in compliance with the law smuggled it, or someone who's disinterested in receiving smuggled guns is disinterested in the law, and that somebody who is interested in harming somebody with this gun decided to do that. No, you, the manufacturer, is responsible. Well, we got people dying from foods they eaten too much of. Should we go now at the food manufacturers? We got people dying on roads. Maybe the potholes in the road cause a swerving that cause an accident that cause somebody to be injured or killed. Should you go after the road manufacturers? There are medications, literally prescribed legal medications that can cause death, can cause. That's one of the side effects. It can do it. It's rare, but it can happen. Do we go after the manufacturers and stop manufacturing that weapon that does, produces whatever good it does? You know, there's, I can't remember who made the quote. Maybe I'll find it on the break, but he said, we don't have guns. We don't distrust each other because we have guns. We have guns because we distrust each other. So what came first? It's the human behavior that made necessary the guns, not the guns that made necessary the human behavior. So because before guns, they were killing with other things. Maybe not to the same scale and degree, but still killing. Was no guns in the garden of Eden.
if you believe that story. So I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know. I'm sorry. But help me. Maybe you have some thoughts. I'd be happy to hear. Really, I am. I'm running through this thought exercise today with that. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Belang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're
good for you. When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic, from advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets@charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
I'm not afraid. I'm not take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you say so.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabar Golang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So the government of the Bahamas has joined a lawsuit, to try and hold the manufacturers of guns responsible for the violent gun crimes happening in our countries. As I said, I don't know how I know I feel about it. At least I have some initial thoughts about it, and I'm not comfortable with that notion, because these manufacturers live in countries where they are legally licensed by their countries to manufacture, and in that manufacturing, there are obviously clearly no rules prohibiting them from manufacturing what guns they manufacture, the type guns they manufacture, et cetera. They have some rules about sale and so forth, but they're not responsible for the smuggling themselves as far as we know. And so, you know, why not hold the governments responsible who permit the manufacturing? Why would not the U.S. government be held accountable for them, though they are folk who manufacture these guns? And is the U.S. the only manufacturer of guns? I don't think so. And are we certain that all of these guns are coming from the U.S., even if they're coming from U.S. manufacturers? I mean, like, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not trying to even get lawyery about it. I'm just trying to figure out how you hold manufacturers responsible. You know, guns are manufactured in the United States, Germany, in Austria, in Italy, in Belgium, those places. This text says, Mr. Lang, what a silly, silly lawsuit. Firstly, the right to bear arms is enshrined in the US Constitution. Congress has tried many times to hold gun manufacturers accountable and failed. Supreme Courts won't even touch it. And if those countries who file the lawsuit have an issue with guns, they should block the import. But this act is a foolish, fool's errand on its face. Well, they can't, yes, I mean, that's an interesting point. If the government really wants to, like, I think guns are a restricted item for imports, meaning it is not banned. There's no ban on guns and there's no quotas on guns, but it's restricted, meaning your import of guns have to be in accordance with strict rules. Bearing guns in the Bahamas requires the consent of the commissioner of police, right? But I know certainly the commissioner of police is involved with that. So the guns we're talking about aren't the guns that's being lawfully imported, for the most part. We're talking about smuggled guns. These are the guns that may be coming on some vessel, boat, or plane, or it got to come by one of those means, right? Yeah, it either come by a commercial boat or a private boat, a commercial plane or a private plane. There's no other way to get here between the Bahamas and the United States of America. You ain't gonna swim here with no guns. You ain't gonna drive here. You're not gonna ride here on a bicycle. You're not gonna come on a motorbike. You might try a jet ski, but you're gonna come on a boat or a plane. And so the smugglers are the ones who are breaching the law, because you have to have a permit to bring a gun into the Bahamas. It's a restricted import, right? Controlled import. So, I don't know, but I agree with you. I don't, it seems. No, Mr. Lang, it is a stretch to sue the gun manufacturers because the region has to prove that the manufacturers facilitated illegal gun trafficking. It would make more sense to sue the U.S. government for not preventing gun trafficking or ensuring that when an American tourist leaves the U.S. with a gun, they provide proof of sale if they return without. This text says, why are those results startling? Has the health minister been outside lately? Has he seen the number of men stopping by the bar on Friday after work driving with their bottle in hand? I won't speak to weight. It's very rare. Well, forget the bare bottom for the moment, right? Just walk around and see the bare bellies in the Bahamas. There's nothing more telling about the challenge you might have with weight like that fat that is around the abdomen. They say that a more reliable indicator of health than BMI, which is body mass index, which is what most people tend to go to, is actually your waist to height measure. That's a more telling one. This text says, good afternoon, it's 2023. People can print guns in their houses with plans from the internet. That is true. That is very true. China copies other countries' guns and mass produces them and sends them to enemies of their enemies. Other countries do this too. Then you have dirty officers who traffic guns as well. Then the U.S. government was caught trafficking guns to the Mexican cartels. Can ask if this be stopped? You raise some very good points, my friend. Very good points. But, let me tell you what. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, we seem to have lost them. Governments get frustrated. Politicians get frustrated. They want to do something. They want to make change. They want to produce results, but some results are just beyond their control. And so what you do is you do you do something, right? You try something. You do busy work. You try something because it tells people you're trying something. Okay, I'm with that. But it is possible to look at the something and think, really? Is that rational, logical? Is that reasonable? Really? I don't know. I mean, honestly, this one I don't get. I don't see how that flies. You manufactured something legally. Someone got it from a distributor of yours. Someone used that something you manufactured to do something illegal, and I am going to hold you accountable for the illegality someone did with something that you legally manufactured. I just don't see how that flies. But, you know, the region says it wants to try, and so the Bahamas says, we're gonna support the region in that regard. Okay. Great show as usual. No one brought up the bigger threat. People are now making ghost guns from 3D printing machines. Yes, somebody just did. You missed that whole point. Somebody, I just read a text where someone said, you can print guns now with plans from the internet. That's what they said. Right? We'll see. So, you know, we're going to take a break soon for news. And let me read these first. Mr. Lang, the gun industry is huge and beyond the control of their region. Smith and Wesson, the Larson company, are billion-dollar companies. It is like telling Ford not to make any more cars because so many people are being killed. Well, I don't know. You're right that they're big and powerful, but I don't know that a court would consider that if they were found guilty of something. I think the courts would still do that its job. This text is also, the burden of proof is with the Caribbean countries to show how they made best efforts through laws and policies and enforcement to prevent the illegal entry of guns. I think that could be an argument that comes in. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk to you about a concept called gaslighting. Gaslighting, yeah. Imagine that you walked in your house, went in your fridge, saw the orange juice you bought, the milk you bought, and bread you bought. And then you go back like 2 minutes, 3 minutes later, and the milk is gone, the bread is gone, and so is the orange juice. And someone with whom you're living in the house tells you there was never milk, bread, or orange juice in the fridge. But you know what you bought, and you know where you put it. But someone says to you, no, you didn't. Then you walk upstairs, you went in your bedroom and watched your TV for 20 minutes. Then you went out and came back, there's no TV. And someone inside your house tells you, there was never a TV in this room. I don't know what you're talking about. There was never, we lived here, we've always lived here. There was never a TV in this room. And then you checked your bank account a minute ago and said, I'm fine, and saw there was $2,566 on it. And you go back, haven't done nothing, 1 hour later, and it's gone. This is a joint account you have. And the person tells you there was never any money on that. That money, that account had a dollar on it. The dollar, I just checked it myself, it always only had a dollar on it. In fact, it's had a dollar on it for the last 2 weeks. And you know what you saw. Imagine that was happening to you. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavara Lang, your host. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect the sandwich.
Whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Before I left for the break, I was asking you what would happen if a number of things happened to you where you knew what you knew, but people you trust or thought you trusted are suggesting to you that what you thought you knew was not true. So you walk inside your living room and the sofa is gone and you're asking the people in your house now, where's the sofa? And they're saying there was never a sofa here. And you and them argue back and forth and you tell them there was a sofa here. What do you mean there wasn't a sofa? And they tell you there was never a sofa. But these are people you love, you trust, who you think love and care for you. But no, sir. And over time, there's just this continuous questioning of your reality because you're being told things that you thought we all agreed was true, but now you're being told was not true. Right? And that's what you do. You start to wonder, am I going crazy? Did the rules change and no one told me and everyone else knew, but I didn't? Isn't this what the way it always was done? You go to work and you show up to work and you start pressing. You've always pressed the button and
they're telling you now, the people who you work with for years, who you trust, that's not how you do it. And we never did it that way. Really? You're right. Are you serious? And they are deadly serious. What would you do? Someone says, gee, I would check into Sandlands or have them checked into Sandlands. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. Boy, okay, I don't know. All right. So someone says they're checking the Sandlands. Well, you know, what I am describing is a very real reality in the lives of some people. People who are deliberately being mentally manipulated in order to achieve some end for the manipulator. Either the manipulator is trying to get them to think they are going out of their head, or they are trying to get others to believe that these people are going out of their head and therefore not to be believed whenever they say anything, or they're trying to misdirect or misguide or outright deceive someone. And it's a psychological manipulation tactic called gaslighting. It's called gaslighting, and it's very real. People actually experience it in their lives. Men and women experience it from loved ones or people who they thought were their loved ones and people who they trusted. And it's an effort to abuse someone so that they sow self-doubt and confusion in their own minds. This is a way of power, control over other people. You try to distort their reality, force them to question their own judgment all the time. Question their own judgment. Man, you see an event, all of a sudden, and people say, you didn't say it that way. It didn't happen that way. That wasn't what the intent was. There's alternative facts, you know? And, you know, it's a difficult, you know, we are able to live in this world with the degree of cooperation that we live in the world with, because we at least on some very fundamental levels can agree on basic reality. Someone says, wow, gaslighting sounds dangerous. It is dangerous. It is. Listen to me. It is very dangerous. He pulled off on a victim, it is not uncommon. Well, it is not conceivable that the victim would commit suicide, the victim would go into mental distress, that the victim would develop low self-esteem and these kinds of things. It is very dangerous. And narcissists and liars and just evil, wicked people practice it. it's an intentional thing. So this isn't two people who are mistaken about something, or two people who may just see some things differently because they saw it from different angles. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people whose intent is to make you believe that a thing isn't what you know it to be. Then you have people start talking about, what do we really know? You know, what do we really know? It's my perspective. It's my opinion. Who knows what truth is? Who knows what reality is? Who knows what facts are? Come on, man, seriously? How come me and you know difference about facts when you ask me for $100 and I give you $100. What if I said, but I gave you $200, so I want $100 back? You and I wouldn't have no big argument about that. We just, when it's convenient, and the people who use gaslighting use it because it's convenient for them to have power and control over people. These are not people who are mistaken about anything. These are manipulators. We've got people running all around the place. You can't trust these scientists. You can't trust these doctors. You can't trust this one and trust the next one. Then they get knocked down, break a bone, and then when they end up in the hospital, trusting who? The doctors and the scientists. You, these people, I'm telling you, you can't be following these people, and these people telling you this, that, and the next thing, and they all over the place using the people things to drive, to fly, to eat, and all kinds of stuff, trusting the same set of people who you can't trust. Why? Because they're trying. Now, some of these folks who are doing that, they aren't even the manipulators, you know. They have been victimized by these manipulators. So they are just deceived. The manipulators know what they're doing. So the manipulator knows that the thing they're talking about ain't true. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Listen to your radio. Listen to the phone, please. Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, yes, we're listening to you, but you have to listen to your phone and not the radio.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Very well.
Okay, can I hardly hear you. You sound there in the background, but anyway.
Yeah, but I sound okay to everybody else, though, because they're not telling me
that. You sound okay now. It came up a bit just now.
Good. Okay, yeah, great. What's happening?
It was faint. Yeah, it's sparky. First of all, can I ask a question? This thing what you call gaslighting, can you explain that to me, what it is, please?
Yeah, gaslighting is a way to manipulate people into believing that what they know to be true is not true.
Okay, I can live with that right there.
Yeah.
Yesterday, after coming from the doctors and whatever else of you, I had an accident. I stopped by a friend, and while waiting for the person giving me a ride home to get some painkillers at the pharmacy, I stopped by a friend who parks now on the side of the road, you know, selling the little oils and stuff like that.
Right.
He's a Muslim friend of mine now.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the government high together. We grew up in church together in St. George's. I think you grew up in the other man you done also. A lot of things together as growing up, going nightclubs and everything. He eventually went off to school to become an accountant, UWI, England, whatever else of you. He worked in banks and so forth. Now, he's on the side of the road with his little car, the hood up, the back up, selling oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to him and I said, you know, such and such. I say, what caused you to leave the Anglican faith and move to Islam? And, you know, he was explaining that to me and all the time. What his reason is. Now, this is his reason. Now, Mr. Lang, whether we believe what we believe is the truth or what he believes is the truth, that's his decision. I said, what was the hardest thing you had to do to make you, and then you join Islam? He said, Vince, the hardest thing I had to do was to go and tell my mom that I had changed my name and I've joined Islam. He said, but his my mother said one thing to him. Son, you could join anything you want to join, any religion in the world. You could be a Buddhist, a Sikh, a Muslim, an Anglican, a Baptist, whatever it is. But you're still my son. You change your name to be this and you change your name to be that, but you still name such and such. You're my son, and I still love you the same. The point is this one and the next one telling this one who is right and who is wrong and whether Christianity is right and Muslim or Islam is wrong. The point is some people believe different things. You and I growing up as an Anglican or what we call a Christian might say Jesus is the Son of God. My friend, I told him to explain that to me. He said, first of all, I want you to find out where Jesus was missing for 18.
But
hold on 1 second. Let me get my flow right. He said, First of all, I want you to explain to me where you think Jesus was for the 18 missing years of his life that the Bible doesn't speak of. Honestly,
you're taking us down a road, Sparky, right? We have limited time to do it. But what you're talking about is not gaslighting. That's not what gaslighting is. And so I don't want to confuse people. Differences in religious beliefs about things we have no evidence of is not what gaslighting is about. People can have different religious beliefs. People can change the beliefs that they have. That's not gaslighting. Gaslighting is when there is a deliberate effort to cause people to question their reality. When you say to someone, but you're not here. You're not here. I know you think you're here, but you're not here. That's the kind of thing. When you say to somebody, that car isn't yours. You know, you think that car is yours, but this is my deed. No, that doesn't matter. That's not your car. When you try to trick people into questioning their reality, it's what gaslighting is. It's not the differences we might have in political viewpoints or differences we might have about religious viewpoints and that kind of stuff. So I don't want to confuse the issue for people. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Lady run into me, march the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now, online at carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets@carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritty.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave this boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm not afraid. Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone, I'll up if you feel like you've been down the same road.
way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. I'm standing up, I'm gonna face my demon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, you can give us a call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So I was explaining this concept of black gathering, that the way we really get to function in the world is by agreeing on at least some basic realities. You know, the sky is blue. You know, the grass is green. We try to at least agree on some basic things. When we start having people make efforts to get us to believe that these very basic realities that we have are not really realities, when we start wondering, do I actually live here in the same space? Did I really see that? Or didn't I? You know, when people try to get us to do that, we run into difficulties and we can't really function that way. That was one of the things that I found that I find so dangerous about how we are operating in the world. Not because people who have been guided down a path to believing certain things now believe those things, but that there are people who are intentionally, for their own benefit, for their own interest, for their own power and control, trying to get us to believe something different than we have always known to be true. And that's a problem. It's a very real problem. So as I observe what is happening in our world today, what is happening in our country today, I have to continue today and yesterday to the day before. So I don't get sensitive on me. I just want us to think about and ask ourselves, how do we continue to agree on what is real or not? How do we prevent ourselves from being victims of gaslighting? I mean, let us reality not become reality in terms of what we understand things to be, you know? Well, how do we deal with a circumstance like that? Okay, so give me an example. So let me read this text. Says. I don't know if this goes far off topic, but based on how many Crown land applications would you estimate are sitting in finance more than 5 years? Based on the Attorney General's statement today, every single Crown land application submitted before his administration came to power in 2021 will have to be resubmitted to be considered by the administration, and when the government changes, those applications will become null and void. In my experience, I would say that more than 50% of those applications have been probably sitting around for more than 5 years. In my experience, more than 50%. This text says, I agree. We all are being gaslit by the media to believe that President Trump isn't an upright and outstanding individual, so we all should be able to relate to this discussion. Whoa! Boy, you really got right in there, didn't you? Say, I agree. We are all being gaslit by the media to believe that isn't an upright and outstanding individual, so we all should be able to relate to this discussion. Okay. I'm feeling you. As long as that helps you understand it, great. As long as that helps you understand it, that's great. Say hi, Mr. Lang. Great show as always. Mr. Lang, I don't trust no one these days. What you are saying actually happening today? Yeah? And I don't know. You trust people. You don't have a choice. You trust lots of people, my friend. You go, if you eat out, you trust people. If you eat in your house from other people, you trust people. Right? If you go on the road driving, you trust people. Right? If you are out in public with anybody, you trust people because you ain't know them people. You don't know anyone out there who might do something to you. So trusting people isn't even an option for us on this planet unless we want to live isolated by ourselves. This text said, you never want anyone to disagree with you. Believe you are the only one that has the only and right answer, arrogant. Someone had their feelings out today, man. Did someone disagree with me today? Did someone disagree with me today? Or did you get mad because I had to cut Sparky short? Or maybe that's Sparky. Is that what happened? No, man. Listen, man. And let me tell you all something. You could call me arrogant until Jesus Christ comes. About my sense of well-being or what I know and understand about myself. So no problem, man. You just carry right on. Okay? So, someone said, you know, we have circumstances in which people are gaslighting today. And I believe that to be true. I believe that there are some people who are today, for their own use, twisting reality, dictating that reality is something other than what the facts are, what we know to be true. And I think that's dangerous. And I think we have to guard against that. I think we have to watch very carefully that is happening. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Have you taken a look at those?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Stand. Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, I'll love if you feel like you've been
down the same road. Back, Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So this text says, taking meds, you trust people. That's for sure. Says, if that Muslim fella had told Sparky that he was selling water, not oils, that's gaslighting. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it is. If he had tried to make him think that what he was selling was water, not oil, notwithstanding, he might have known better. Then that's gaslighting. It's an attempt to make people question their reality. This text says, sounds like many of the answers you seek lie in tortious law or the law of tort. Okay. So frankly, as you know, gun manufacturers like any U.S. company are extremely responsive to share price liabilities overseas where they may stash their cash. Maybe the best way to make these companies engage in efforts to disrupt the sales overseas. It could be for those companies that are trade publicly. And as far as I'm aware, maybe there's only two of them that trade publicly. But, you know, you could be right. Maybe the press and the bad press leads to some efforts to do something. So I can't disagree with you there. This text says, sir, I don't believe America's right to bear guns equals their right to export the guns to countries that do not make 140 murder signed January last year. Yeah, but you have to let's follow this though. Their right to bear guns equals not equal their right to export guns. Well, first of all, you can't export is a legal activity. Right? Not smuggling, export. So, and in order for you to export to a country, the other country has to import what you export. So if your country permits the import of the guns, how do you blame the person who is exporting the gun? And since your country doesn't permit smuggling of the guns, and neither does the other country permit smuggling of the guns, how the country that is making the item that some person illegally is smuggling the reason for the smuggling. Okay, so this export is a legal something which countries have between themselves and permit between themselves. It is not impossible to import guns to the Bahamas. It's not. The Bahamas allows the import of guns, right? And so, but under certain rules. But the guns we are talking about are not the ones that are being legally imported for the most part. We're talking about illegally smuggled guns. So the question is, are you saying that manufacturers shouldn't have the right to manufacture guns? Well, then you then have to blame and put that on the US government that allows the manufacture of guns. Church people don't believe in drinking, gambling, and such. Many of them don't. But these things are licensed by. So what are you saying? When the drunkard gets drunk and destroys his liver, her liver, and dies, do you want to blame the distributor of the liquor who is licensed by the government to distribute the liquor? And is that not an adult who is doing that? I don't know. I don't. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things you said were truthful, aphoristic, etc., right? Mm. And so, Mr. Lang, I'll ask you something personal. You ever got put to sleep or and went on surgery?
Yeah, man.
And you know, one of the things they tell you is to pray, right? You know, like they
don't pray. And they never asked me to pray, you know.
They asked me. I wonder why they say. So I put trust in them to put me to sleep.
Plenty trust.
And so even with my family physician, who is also my family, so when I go to him, he's a general practitioner, he's old. And, you know, I've been misdiagnosed and properly diagnosed by him. And so, like Dr. Arch and some other doctors, I would trust more than some other doctors. But my father actually died from trusting the medication that a doctor gave him because there wasn't enough scrutiny for the condition he had. So now, trust and gaslighting is big. I could understand you. Now, I don't know why you don't be on the political review. When you talk politics, I just sit by and listen tentatively. But what I'm saying is, you have confidence. So do I. Mm-hmm. So people take that for arrogance sometimes. So when you speak about the gaslighting, right? So then, when I was a child, if a child born, and I tell my child, black is white and white is black, he will grow up believing that. But as he get older, he will realize that external reality is incorrect. So it's the same thing about knowledge, and we know science is always changing. But
you know, 42, you know what the challenge is that it's the people who get to be most effective at gaslighting are people we tend to trust the most.
Yes, and so that is what is frightening. But most of us are not going to take the time to delve into things like, all right, let's say with protein transport within the body. There's a new paradigm. Dr. Bethel knows about it because I spoke, in which they discovered a new paradigm in the way protein is transported through the body in the endoplasmic reticulum. So what I'm saying is, then that leaves questions open to me to ask why we know science thrives on an objective. It's not a one-way street. And so when you said the status quo would like to get, I mean, I could agree with that, but then the level of knowledge determines still in reality because
I'll give an example of what you're saying, right? Say, remember when Newtonian physics really dominated our understanding of the universe, right?
Yes.
But then Einstein came along with a different theory that more clearly explained things and in fact demonstrated that Newtonian physics didn't work at the quantum level and therefore couldn't be the universal law for how things work. And so you then change your perspective based on that. That's different. But if somebody came to you,
because they don't really understand, it's flattened at the poles, but it's not a perfect sphere. So it's still all based on your level of knowledge about something.
I got you.
All have limited knowledge about something. Nobody knows.
Absolutely.
If you was to say something to me, I could use my common sense to rule out if it's right or wrong, Mr. Lang. Not all the time.
Right.
So I could understand where you're coming from, man. Bless up.
Take care, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, when you go under the anesthesia, them people don't even understand how anesthesia works, you know. I mean, they can apply it, but what state you actually go in, they don't understand. They're still trying to understand that. So, yeah, there's a lot of trust. There's a lot of trust involved there. And boy, 42, I ain't gonna lie to you. When you see people call you arrogant, they just hurt. They hurt because they feel, they really, in a lot of instances, they're saying something about themselves. So don't hit your head. That's it. We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabaga Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
In 1973, the Bahamas gained its independence and CBS Bahamas opened its doors. From humble beginnings, CBS Bahamas is now the nation's top supplier and installer of architectural building products, the country's largest home improvement retailer and offering platform in the Bahamas. That's a lot to celebrate. We're 50 and fabulous. Visit us today at CBS Bahamas, CBS Pro Store, or cbsbahamas.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When faced with an illness like cancer, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 58 Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets@carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Stand, take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, for these remaining moments of the show. This text says, Z, didn't the tobacco companies lose a lawsuit in a case where persons got cancer from smoking? They lost the case, but not from the person. The judge found was that the tobacco companies were guilty of lying to the American public about the deadly effects of cigarettes and secondhand smoke. So they were accused essentially of kind of a racketeering, you know, and what have you. But it was not for causing the cancer, but lying to about the degree to which the smoking could cause cancer. And so a similar example of that in the case of the gun manufacturers would be that gun manufacturers know perhaps that there is this smuggling ring that they intimately are aware of and have a great deal of knowledge about and how they could might be able to stop it. And instead of doing something about it, just continue to allow that to happen and cause the kind of killings and murders and stuff like that. That might be something like it, right? This text says perhaps the solution lies, as it usually does, in technological advancements. Example, in the 80s, when the Tylenol tampering, poisoning was rampant and that company's existence was threatened, it had to evolve and design and implement packaging that greatly reduced tampering and reducing the likelihood of product becoming deadly. Surely the same must be considered for guns. Example, computer chips can be inserted that only permit a geographical usage. Now, that would be something for sure, but I can tell you what the people are going to say. Oh, you know, if they putting them chips in the gun, next thing you know, they putting chips in your arm, or maybe when you touch that gun, they can transport some biological nano bite into your arm that could control you and so forth. You know how the theory, you know how the conspiracies go. This text says, Mr. Lang, my anesthesiologist didn't tell me to pray, he told me to pay. He said, putting me to sleep was free. It was the waking up part that I had to pay for. Again, awesome show, and thanks for shedding some light on how real and relevant gaslighting is in today's society. Thank you, my friend. That's something. That's true, boy. If you go on YouTube, search what happens to people during anesthesia
when they're under anesthesia. And you'll see that the scientists really don't understand. They say you're not asleep, you're not awake, but you're not in a coma. You know, so they really don't know. They don't understand it. And it's really bizarre. And but you know, it's a powerful something. Say laugh out loud, 52. Yeah, 52, not, did I say 42? Well, you all gotta ask some questions now. I say, Mr. Lang, do you believe that there are people inside our parliament that still smoke ganja? I smoke with them, so I know they do. You take a blood test. Hey, well, you know more than me, so why? You know better. See, we're smoking ganja with people in parliament. Well, you all are something else. The text says, good afternoon, Chicago. There is a lot of gaslighting happening in the USA on the gender issue. There are persons who were born male now claiming to be female and vice versa. These people are insisting that we, the public, address them as the gender that they believe that they are and not what the medical fact declare them to be. There is an interview where a sitting U.S. woman senator could not define what a woman is. This doesn't make sense. Now, that is crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I understand. I feel you. I feel you. Listen, man, things are moving. This text says, hello, Mr. Lang. Suppose by some quirk, the weapon of choice became a good piece of 2x4 and not a gun. What happens then? Yeah, now you go and tell the enemies, you hold them accountable for selling number and manufacturing number. So I don't know if this is too far off topic, but I read that already. All right. So, Mr. Lang, if the U.S. wants to get petty, the U.S. should sue Caribbean countries for illegal landings of the immigrants and drugs that originate out of and are tracked to that country. I would support that lawsuit because it would force countries to govern their borders. Wow. Wow. And why, I suspect, saying while we are at it, let's sue Haiti. Wow. I can't mess with y'all listeners on to the show, man. I can't mess with y'all. Y'all are something else. Y'all are something else. This text says, Lang, there's a lot of delighting in the government. Gaslighting in the government, is what you're saying? You think so? I honestly, like, one of the things that, like, I thought about was, so, like, yesterday, I read the day that Toby was saying he feels deceived by the Davis administration, right? But mind you, when he called my show yesterday, he didn't sound like he felt deceived by the administration. He sounded like he was trying to, like, wake awake for the administration against a notion that I was pressing, right? But in looking at that issue where, one, you get, like, we were told the project was approved. We were told that permanently. We were told that, Toby's project is under consideration. And then we were told that the project had to be resubmitted. Then we were told that the cabinet approved it. And then we were told the cabinet didn't approve it. Like, somebody tell me what's going on, right? Is what you would ask when life is like that. What is true? What is the case? What is not the case, right? And so, I do not believe this. I do not believe this, right? I refuse to believe this, that there is national gaslighting going on in the country. Because I could tell you one thing. If we were subject to national gaslighting, that'd be troublesome, right? But I do believe that there's message inconsistency, there's message incongruency in some of what we are finding happening. And cleaning that up is what is necessary, because You cannot have cooperation and functionality where there's inconsistency and, you know, the inability to agree on basic realities. That's not possible. You have to have, in a country, in the public sphere, there has to be a trustworthiness in respect to message from the govern, the those who govern by the governed. That has to be the case. It is very important. A government wants to preserve its trustworthiness. It wants to preserve its credibility. It wants to preserve its people to believe it when it says something. Let me tell you when this becomes the most important. See, we could say, okay, but this is a light issue, so that ain't no problem. We could say that's a light issue, this ain't no problem. But if you have come to a place where you cannot or you're not sure what to believe in respect of the messaging that you're getting, what if that message is life-saving? What if that message is about something really, really awful about to happen? Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare. We understand that weapons of mass destruction are headed this way. We understand that missiles have been shot and are headed in the direction of the bombers. What happens then? You go like, they got to be joking. But no mind, let me wait and see if somebody else comes. Ladies and gentlemen, we tell you no lie. This hurricane that's coming is a monster. It is a monster, and you must go and protect yourself. Man, these people, them talking nonsense again, blah, blah. You don't want to get there. And that's why you preserve your credibility in speaking. You know, people used to get, on both sides of the political divide, they used to get mad with me sometimes when I say something, right? And I said, listen, if I jaundice my message to satisfy you. You know, on a day when you need that message, me as a messenger to be able to help spread a word, I won't be able to do it. Why? Because all along, all I'm doing is fancying up to you. And that's not helpful to any of us, right? So I put myself in jeopardy. I share what I share. I'm being arrogant in the process. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. Listen, y'all have a fantastic evening. God bless. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.